Sunday morning, 9:27:20. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut, and the title is As the Waters Cover the Sea. Habakkuk 2:14 says, "For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." As you're beginning to see, the narrative is changing. You can see many things in the Jasara-Nasara plan that implement many godly things for earth. It is His kingdom come, His will be done in earth as in heaven. And I'm going to bring up some points here about Jasara-Nasara. Cancels all debts, bank debt, or anything involved in illegal banking. This could take up to a year to completely roll out. Charlie Freak stated on Charlie Ward's YouTube channel that they had had 1 million people expressing the forgiveness of debt already, setting the captives free. So they're still in beta testing, I guess. It abolishes the income tax, free from debt slavery and the thief stealing more through fraudulent means. Abolishes or restructures the IRS into the U.S. Treasury to monitor the flat rate tax. It'll be between 14 to 17% flat rate on all new non-essential items. There'll never be taxes on used cars, used houses, anything used, no tax on food, no tax on medicine. An increase of assets for all seniors over 60, that's not including Social Security because that's our money. There will be an extra check to help all seniors have a better life. The return to constitutional law and the abolishment of the corrupt bar. It's under the Queen, the bar. They will no longer be called lawyers. They are attorneys. They'll be called lawyers, not attorneys. They will be retrained, the judges and lawyers, in constitutional law. The president has been very careful in his selection of nearly 300 judges, making sure they are constitutionalist, which Amy Coney Barrett is very constitutionalist. I was telling Danny, and you probably heard it too, that she actually was clerked under Scalia. Title of nobility reinstatement. We know that a lot of so-called royals are actually fake. So they're not even real. And I'm not sure there's more to that. I just don't understand it. Because we are actually, like it came out in the quantum financial system, talked about our sovereignty is just one citizen, that you have your own sovereignty. So that nobility has to do with the birth certificate and all that, and that being illegal. So I haven't really gone into all of that. There will be a new election within 120 days of the announcement of Nasara. All government branches, like the president and Congress, that Senate and representatives, will have to be reelected. There will be an issue of new gold-backed currency. Our gold coming from the Philippines, which is said to be, it traces back to Solomon's gold. It forbids the sale of birth certificates. There it comes back to the birth certificate. They are illegal. It's really a stock certificate because this is how they see us, just something to be used and abused. You know, when a baby, they have to have that birth certificate filled out before they leave the hospital. That's because we were owned. Eliminates all nuclear weapons on Earth. I heard this week that they have already destroyed all our nuclear weapons except the tactical nukes, which are the smaller ones. Banking will be on the quantum financial system. It eliminates the Fed control on Earth, all those corrupt banking system. There will be no more wars. This part of the agreement, this is how the president is able to make these peace agreements. If the nations don't join, they will be left out and cannot be part of the quantum financial system. Thus, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. And if they try to raise up arms or whatever, from what I understand, they also, just like the deep state, having their assets seized through that executive order back in December 21st, 2017, it was the seizure of all those that were involved in human trafficking, seizing all their assets. And if they want to rise up and do this, their assets will be seized. They will not be allowed to do that, and they won't be allowed to be part of the system. massive amounts of money for humanitarian projects without having needs, free from debt slavery. Men can be free to be what God has called them to be and focus on others instead of themselves. People in this country see, especially the church, it's all about me. Like Joyce Meyer, what about me? What about me? What about me? Like a robot. It's always about me. My blessings, my this, my that. And we don't give any thought to somebody may be starving down the street. We don't even know it. 6,000 suppressed patents released, some of which are free energy sources, anti-gravity technology, sonic healing machines, med beds, etc. It monitors elections and prevents illegal election activities of special interest groups through the blockchain technology, through the quantum financial or the quantum system. Restores financial privacy. Ceases all aggression, military aggression worldwide. That's why the president's bringing all the troops home. He has been since he's been in office. There's just a few left where? Is it Afghanistan? Initiates first phase of worldwide prosperity, distribution of vast wealth, which has been accumulating for many decades. I heard this week. I don't even know who I heard it from. But the truth is, the Jews were scattered all over the earth, and so there's a possibility that we could be part of that and not even know it. And when the Jubilee happens, everything comes back to the original owner. So if you had generations of people in your family that you don't even know about from other parts of the country, because we all migrated to this country, our ancestors, you don't know what your lineage is. And you don't know what you might be getting coming back to you. So think big. I dreamed all this early on 9/23/20. That was last Saturday, not yesterday, but last week. It was a confirmation to me that Jesera Nesera is God's plan that is bringing peace to the earth. The 209 nations that are involved can only be part of it if they agree with the Nesera-Jesera agreement. I just had this thought. Is that dividing line of the sheep and the goat nations? Right here, Matthew 25. Because there's more than 209 nations. Okay, Matthew 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there came a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, another 2, another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he said that had received 2, he also gained other 2. And he that received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make thee ruler over many things, enter into the joy of the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he which hath received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. And the Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sow not and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him that hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And he cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And then the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him. And they shall sit upon the throne of his glory. Before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Doesn't it sound like this? And he shall set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. We see here the thinking process of Nasara Jasara. It's not about you. It's about others. There shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we an hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, and naked and clothed thee? This may be the true test of the 1,000 years. When he comes to judge, that's after the 1,000 years. Or when saw we thee sick and in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, insomuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you've done it unto me. Then shall he say unto all them on the left, depart from me, you cursed, unto everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was a hungered, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and you visited me not. Sounds like the left we're dealing with today. They just steal. They just keep stealing and stealing and stealing, and nothing's ever enough. They just want to steal more. Then shall they also answer him and say, Lord, when saw we an hungered or athirst or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, insomuch as you did it to not one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And they shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. I would like to show you some other scriptures that back up this agreement. Isaiah 2. Now, I dreamed this, y'all. This is why I'm writing this, and I wrote it the way that I did, because this was a Saturday morning where I thought I was going to get some extra sleep, and I'm up at 5. The Lord's putting the connections together. It's like Q says, this is biblical. Isaiah 2:1. The word that Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways. We will walk in his paths, for out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares. Is this what's happening? and they are spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come ye, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Therefore thou hast forsaken thy people, the house of Jacob, because they be replenished from the east, and are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they please themselves and the children of strangers. There's those pedos. Their land also is full of silver and gold, neither is there any end of their treasures. Their land is also full of horses, neither is there any end of their chariots. You know, they've got several cars and yachts and a stocked bunker, and they've got a house on the Riviera, and they've got their big mansion wherever else they live. Their land also is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, which their own fingers have made. And the mean man boweth down, and the great man humbleth himself, therefore forgive them not. Do you remember the day that we saw Congress kneeling? Yeah. They were bowing, accepting the Black Lives Matter. It shows, I've shown the pictures. They're all down on their knees. Either enter into the rock and hide thee in the dust for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon every one that is proud and lofty, and upon every one that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. Upon all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan, and upon all the high mountains, and upon all the hills that are lifted up, and upon every high tower, and upon every fenced wall, and upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all the pleasant pictures, and the loftiness of man shall be brought down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day, and the idol shall be utterly abolished. And they shall go into the holes of the rocks. Here they are running for their bunkers. And into the caves of the earth for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he rises to shake terribly the earth. In that day a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each one for himself, to worship to the moles and to the bats, to go into the clefts of the rocks, into the tops of the ragged rocks, for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake terribly the earth. Cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of? All right, here's some points that I made about this, reading just this chapter. All aggression must cease. They're taking their weapons and beating them into plowshares. The QFS ends all usury and fraud. Okay, supplied as a focus is to be on others, not on ourselves. There'll be no more building of weapons of mass destruction, but planting of crops and rebuilding of infrastructure. Seeing to these thousands and thousands and thousands of children that are now maybe adults that were abused. Getting them treated, getting them loved back into society and provided for them homes and doing things for them. Can you see it? Mm-hmm. They say some of these kids have never seen the light. They were born down in that underworld. All shall know the Lord. The gospel being the main priority. Church is going to have, we're going to have a responsibility to continue doing what we're supposed to do, bringing the gospel to people. You can see, you can slowly see, like in the teaching Wednesday night evening, that the narrative is turning. It is turning the nation. You can feel the change just from that horrible beast that just passed away. They wanted to lower the age to 12 for consensual sex. It is turning the nation and nations from Satan's hate crimes and war and suffering and poverty and sickness to God's love, health, healing, wealth, and prosperity. Sounds like Matthew 25, the focus on self, off of self to the focus on others. Someone say that maybe I'm reaching, but I think they're spiritually deaf, dumb, and blind not to see what is unfolding before our very eyes. All right, I read you the executive order, part of it, about the 1776 commission putting godliness back into the school system for our children. Before the election, which is about 6 weeks away or less, The president will be selecting a new SCOTUS that will stack the courts, and we will see Roe v. Wade soon to be overturned. Removing the mass slaughter of unborn babies in this nation, over 61 million babies have been killed over the last 47 years by legalized abortion. This isn't pleasant to hear, but I heard a doctor say that when they do those abortions, they cut their vocal cords so they can't hear the baby scream. I'm talking late-term abortions. Well, I say where sin has abounded, now grace will much more abound. Okay, now let's look to Isaiah 14. Verse 1, for the Lord will have mercy on Jacob and will yet choose Israel and set them in their own land. And the stranger shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids, and they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve, that thou shalt take up the proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger, is persecuted and none hindereth. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon sing. Since thou art laid down, no feller is come up against us. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. All they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy voices or thy boils, the worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. That's Revelation 20. Okay, Isaiah 21, verse 9. Babylon is fallen, and all the graven images of her gods he hath broken unto the ground. There comes D.C., there comes London City, there comes the Vatican, down to the ground. This is a time for the church to shine. All right, now Isaiah 25. Verse 6 through 8, and in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. I've heard people talk about, you know, when they would have visions of heaven, how bright and everything heaven was, where God dwells. In comparison to the earth, it was like a dirty, dingy. We don't notice it because we've been here. This is all we know. All right, Isaiah 65:24. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock. and dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. Okay, the Lord spoke to me in September 1999 about, you know, flying over Ohio. I really didn't understand what he was saying then, but it's very clear to me now. The Lord said to me just a few days ago that this is about to be fulfilled, what he spoke to me that day. It will be seen in this thousand-year reign of peace on earth. All seven hills, mountains will be, the Lord will be at the top of those mountains.